It was meant to be just an entertainment for the good weather of the summer. It was something I never tried before, and I was cutting here the tree at the back. So this time I thought, wow, this unrefined wood inspires me, so organic. And it was just overnight. I woke up in the morning and yes, I'm going to make a mammoth. The process was, first of all, tidying up all the wood that I had. And the first thing I had to categorize this long branches. So I wanted to use the strongest, the thickest one to build a skeleton. Yeah, there is a skeleton. And then gradually I built the idea, oh, I can use the foliage to make also a woolly external layer. The first 2 days, I didn't want to spoil the surprise. Then, after 2 days, when you started seeing that this skeleton was looking now like a horse, somebody said, then the tasks arrived. But the shocking time was on the last day, when I started putting the foliage on, a skeleton became alive. When I discovered the enthusiasm of neighbors passing by, I thought maybe I could do others in other gardens. I'm running out of space here, you know, in my garden. I got already the big spider, the big mammoth. I think I'm going to build one here and on the garage, but then I'm going to run out of space. So I'm going to have to allow people to adopt my animals.